The Vietnam War is over for the United States, but the body of literature from it is expanding. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. New fiction to come out of the war includes novels by Tim O'Brien, John Del Vecchio, Nicholas Prophet, and Stephen Wright. Wright has written an especially ambitious novel, Meditations in Green, published by Scribner's. Wright was a reluctant draftee ordered to intelligence school.
I simply didn't want to risk the fact of not being able to be back in the country. It was quite likely that if you left the army, refused to go over there, went to Sweden, Canada, it was quite likely you were never going to come back to this country again.
Wright arrived in Vietnam in December 1969 and found that drugs had taken over.
What I saw was everyone from the lowest ranking private to officers was on something. You would have a definite break off, say once you got into career NCOs and career officers, then 90% of them were drinking constantly. And then the enlisted people were all smoking constantly. And so it was an incredible spectacle.
By the time Wright arrived, the U.S. had seen the handwriting on the wall.
Once the Army knew that this is over, and now it's only, even though we're still here, there's still over 400,000 of us here, it is over as far as the United States is concerned. And what's going on at home is trying to find a politically feasible way to get out. And once that happens, once everyone becomes aware of it, you have an immediate disintegration of morale.
The morale problem extended to fragging, in which officers were often blown up by their own men.
There were many more people killed in this manner than we're ever going to know. I think those deaths were probably listed in statistics as combat or accidental in many cases. But what was happening was people rolling grenades under hooches while officers were sleeping.
The main character in Stephen Wright's novel, Specialist 4 James Griffin, leaves Vietnam a drug addict and as psychologically blown apart as some of the fragging victims. More with Stephen Wright, author of Meditations in Green, next on BookBeat. I'm Don Swaim. Novelist Stephen Wright is trying to better understand the Vietnam War. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Pennsylvania-born Wright has written a highly regarded novel of the war called Meditations in Green. It leaps back and forth from the drug-hazed military role of Specialist 4 James Griffin to his unfulfilling civilian life. Wright says the Vietnam experience is tough to put into words.
He had been in World War II. The form of your book is basically given to you by the form of the experience of that war itself. It had a clear beginning, a middle, and an end, a definite end. The issues, the morality of it was much clearer. You can string a book between those points a lot easier than you can with Vietnam.
Wright composed Meditations in Green as part of his master's program at the Writer's Workshop at the University of Iowa.
It was the fact of like just being there and being forced to write, because you have to produce a certain number of pages to get an MFA. And you're also encouraged. One of my instructors was John Irving, who was extremely supportive, who read this book in its early drafts with a high degree of enthusiasm.
Stephen Wright thinks America had a mistaken perception of Vietnam and its internal upheaval.
This conflict was merely an abstract game in a geopolitical struggle between us and, quote, communism, unquote, without any concern or interest in the history of the Vietnam people, of the country, of a struggle that had been going on for them for 2,000 to 3,000 years. And I think we just went in there with a certain amount of arrogance.
Wright believes the U.S. has failed to learn its lesson and in some ways still wants to win the Vietnam War.
We lost. People don't talk about that. We lost. We never did that before. It obviously bothers a lot of politicians and it bothers a lot of military people because the assumption is that now we're afraid to use our power.
Meditations in Green is Stephen Wright's first novel. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.